This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Many of the stocks to watch today are in tech. Apple, Amazon, and Microsoft are all in the spotlight for various reasons. And we're going to pull them together in a bit of a roundup here with Larry Dignan. He's the editor-in-chief at the tech news site ZDNet. Larry, welcome to Marketplace.
Good to be here.
So let's start with Apple. The high point for them might have been Tuesday this week, showing off the new iPad mini. The low point, maybe today, when investors are reacting to some kind of blah third quarter earnings. What happened?
On Tuesday, Apple unveiled its iPad mini, and I think the biggest shocker was probably the price tag. As it is, the price tag now is north of, you know, what a larger Kindle Fire would be. And it's also north of, you know, the $199 Google tablets.
I think some people are reacting today to Apple's earnings report because it didn't have the kind of wonderful surprise people come to expect from Apple.
Yeah, well, I think in the new Tim Cook era,
the new CEO, yeah.
You know, the announcement almost seems anticlimactic at some point because a lot of the news has been out already.
Let's talk about Amazon.com, a loss at Amazon, first time in 5 years. What's the prognosis there?
The big theme with Amazon, and it's been one going on multiple quarters, is just investment. These guys are pouring money into the business. Amazon's always investing in fulfillment. They're investing in tablets. There's just a lot of investment going on, and that kills earnings.
And Larry, Microsoft's big day is finally here, Windows 8 and the Surface tablet. What do you think? Will people buy these things, and will they enjoy them?
I think it's going to be a slow uptake. To be honest, I think there are multiple wild cards, and I think anyone that tells you they know how Windows 8 is going to do is just lying, right? Because there's a new user interface. There are all sorts of different kinds of hardware to go with it. There are convertibles, which are tablets and laptops that are kind of smushed together. They're just tablets. They're just laptops. They're laptops with touch screens. And so I think for the consumer, you not only have to learn a new interface, you're going to have almost too much choice in hardware. And I've probably played with a dozen devices with Windows 8 on it, which you know, I got used to Windows 8 pretty quickly. But some of these devices are just clunkers.
Microsoft's kind of shooting the moon here, is what I hear you saying. It's a gamble.
Oh, it's a total. They've bet the company that they can, you know, become a phone, tablet, and PC player with one operating system. So I give them a lot of credit for making the big bet, but how this bet turns out is anyone's guess.
Okay. Larry Dignan is editor-in-chief at ZDNet. Thanks a lot, Larry.
Thanks a lot.